Toronto, two from Wellington County are among five young people who won a bursary from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, OFA. The OFA announced in a news release the winners of the undergraduate, postgraduate and apprenticeship awards of $2,000 each for young people pursuing careers in agriculture at its annual general meeting in Toronto on Tuesday. The postgraduate bursary winner was Elena McDonald from Clifford and Rockwood's Mary Brander won an undergraduate bursary. The release explained McDonald is a veterinarian and PhD candidate in population medicine at the University of Guelph, focusing on One Health exploring the links between human, animal and environmental health. With a background in veterinary training and research on emerging diseases at the livestock-wildlife-human interface, Elena has contributed to multiple international conferences and publications, the release said. She has also volunteered in Uganda and Tanzania, strengthening her commitment to global agriculture and public health. Elena remains active in her rural community through 4-H and zoonotic disease education, with aspirations to make significant contributions to global health and veterinary medicine. The release said Brander is in her second year of a Bachelor of Science in Agriculture at the University of Guelph, majoring in animal science. Growing up on a family farm and participating in 4-H, she is passionate about animal health, particularly in large animal veterinary care, the release said. Mary has gained practical experience through co-op work placements and aims to prevent and treat diseases in food animals. She is also deeply involved in community service, including 4-H leadership and charity work, and is committed to advancing the agricultural industry and animal health. The bursary program is open to applicants who live in Ontario, are OFA members or the child or employee of an OFA member. Applications are judged based on demonstrated leadership skills, involvement in the community and varied accomplishments in both school and the agricultural industry.